This is our entrepreneur segment, and we're delighted to tell you that it's sponsored by WinTrust Financial, Chicago's banks for business. Now, this story is a little different. It involves four Chicagoland restaurants within a restaurant group. The places are Siena Tavern, Public House Grill and Tap, the Bull and Bear Bar and Grill, and Stone Lotus Lounge and Restaurant. The group is Dynamic, that's D-I-N-E-A-M-I-C group, and David Rexon is one of the two who are principal and founder. You know, having graduated from Ohio State with a degree in communications and poli-sci, I think you are another example of a degree doesn't always equal what your career is going to be.
That is very true. That's very true.
So you worked in restaurants. Was that your only connection with that biz?
Yeah, you know what? I've been working in restaurants my whole life. Literally, my first job was like being, you know, 12 years old at a neighborhood snack bar at a pool. You know, I couldn't wait to work there until I turned 12. So it's something that I wanted to do my whole life. You know, I worked as a server, a bartender.
Just like Grant
throughout college.
Atkins, you know, who has the Michelin.
Yeah, of course.
Interviewed him, and that I read his book, in fact, and that he grew up in some family diner up in Michigan, and that's where he learned the business, and look where it's taken him.
I got fired from my first job for giving away free ice cream to girls at the snack bar, so that was kind of a rough stint, but from there, kind of, you know, took a different turn. And
but
went
did
upwards.
It get you dates?
It got me a couple. I
so
was
who
young.
Who cares? Losing a job,
it's just an ice cream bar, you know?
And you get sick of it, too, probably, because you can eat all you want, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I was dreams of goals all day long.
All right, four establishments that get both local, and I did some research, and it gets national recognition, national awards, several best in the country lists, or near the top of those lists. Every restaurateur who would love to be anywhere near what you guys have achieved. So how does this young, dynamic team make that happen so consistently?
Well, you know what? I mean, consistency is the key. And what you just said, you just touched on, I think, the key. And it's just, you know, it's tough when you have several different restaurants, different concepts, making sure that, you know, the food is the same every single time, the customer experience is the same every time.
Doesn't every restaurateur do that? Those are the basics. It's common sense.
You'd think so, but it's difficult. It's hard. I mean, you know, consider like last night, for instance, between three places, we put, you know, a few thousand people through the door, making sure that everybody has the same experience and a great experience. It's tough. It's employing the right people and, you know, getting the right infrastructure set up and making sure that, you know, that every person that comes
so
in
no
there loves it.
Real secret other than to do what most common sense would have you do in running a restaurant.
You'd think so, yeah. I mean, honestly, that's it. It's like if you're having a dinner party at your home, you know, making sure that every single person that comes in there has
it. There's got to be something for the concept as well. I mean, you were winning some, what was it, best tavern in the country?
We won best sports bar in the nation last year for Bull and Bear.
Because the wait staff, it's got to be something beyond that too.
You know what? It's obviously a formula. You know, it is. It's making sure that the staff is competent yet friendly. Making sure the atmosphere is great. Making sure the website is wonderful. The marketing, the food. I mean, it's a plethora of things. You know.
Yeah, I was the guy who founded Let Us Entertain You. His name's escaping me right now. But I interviewed him many years ago.
Yeah.
He's had a phenomenal track record, and that's the same story he told me. It's kind of like it's assembly line, and you kind of crank out a different concept, different model, different menu. But if you do these five or six basic things, the chances of success are much larger.
It really is. It really is. And it's just it's humility. You know what I mean? It's when you open a new place, you know, a lot of people make the mistake of thinking, listen, you know, I just opened up. I'm going to be the hottest place in town. You know, we have reservations out the wazoo. But those people are going to come in. And they're only going to come back again if they have a wonderful experience, if they love the food, if they really, really enjoy it. So it's just making sure literally every person that walks in and out your doors is happy.
So were you making more mistakes in the early years?
Of course.
Wait,
yeah.
What were they? Not doing these things.
Yeah. Not doing them. Yeah. No, I mean, you know what? You're always going to make mistakes. You hope you just don't make the same ones again. You know, so every project, there's a plethora of new mistakes that you make, and you hope you don't make the same ones.
But you think about what does it take to make a successful? You got to have the right location. You've got to be able to target right, market it right, the right menu. Yes, the right staff, the right service, the right ambience. I mean, there's so many things that you've got to get right. It would seem like it's kind of a shot in the dark.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you what. People often think like, well, wait, you're so young. How did you get in this business when you were so young? And honestly, it's actually easier because you're stupid. Uh-huh. and you don't know that you're, you know, you, looking back a lot of times throughout my career, I think I was really walking on a tightrope. Like, what was I thinking, you know, making these risks? But when you're younger, you have less to lose and you kind of take them. And if you parlay them and they work out well, it's to your benefit.
Yeah. Especially when you're the ones who are shaping the whole concept. You're not coming into a ready-made operation and just taking over. You're building these things from the ground up.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And each concept's got to be unique. It's got to be different. It's got to fill a niche. So rather than trying to kind of push a concept on Chicago. We actually look and we look in the area that we're in and we look at the city and we look at kind of the industry and we see what exists and what doesn't, and that's
how
we put it in.
You know the group that owns Sweetwater and two or three others? You know, it's just down here on North Michigan Avenue. They're actually building one here in the tower, which opens next week.
Oh, cool.
And the build-out is amazing. In fact, they're going – I just saw a guy delivering fish from – is it the Fortune Fish?
Fortune Fish. We use them too.
Yeah,
they're great.
Backed up and they're delivering fish here. And I said, well, the place isn't open. He says, but they're doing dry runs. And so this is the part where it's kind of dicey. You're just about to open up.
Absolutely.
And you're going through getting everybody to work like a well-oiled machine. And
sure.
Man, that must be hard.
Well, we do the same. Yeah, we do like a friends and family run for two nights before we open any opening.
Invite me next time, please. That'll
yeah,
so
you're
fun.
In. 100%.
Yeah.
It's fun. You get to come in and taste all the food and take some notes and tell us what you like and what you don't. So it's a good time for everybody.
So what's the growth curve look like? Are you content with what you got or do you have big, big, big aspirations?
You know, for us, our kind of mission is to develop several concepts that we can kind of then take and run with and expand into other markets. So for us, you know, they're mainstream. You know, we've got a sports bar, we've got a gastropub, we've got an Italian restaurant, we're going to do an Asian, we'll do a Mexican. And then from there, it's just, you know, taking those and kind of expanding those brands. So
if you've got the model and it's proven itself to be a success, why not continue to expand?
I agree.
Do you know Matt Matros? Do you know who he is?
I don't.
Protein bar? You heard those?
Oh, yeah,
places?
Of course.
Yeah,
sure.
He founded that. He worked for Kraft Foods and just happened upon this idea that's now turning quite successful. I was in Washington, D.C. a few weeks ago. They're opening up there. Same thing. I mean, Chicago's a great city for starting out new restaurants.
It really is. You know, I mean, the market here, it's a huge urban market, and people are, you know, obviously very sophisticated, and there's a lot of concepts and a lot of competition. But what's unique about Chicago is that they're very accepting. You know, people here, you know, if you have a good concept and you win them over, they're going to be fans for life, and that's different than you get in some other cities.
It is,
you know,
so fun. My son was in town. We went to a place. I think it was called Green Dragon. Oh God, what was it?
I don't know.
it was all vegetarian food.
Green Zebra.
Green Zebra.
Yeah, it was an animal. We knew it was an animal, yeah.
But, you know, it's not in the greatest of neighborhoods, but you trudge through the snow, and it's this amazing experience, and I have a lifelong memory now.
Yeah? Are you a vegetarian?
I'm not. He and his wife are.
Got
so
it. Uh-huh.
They went there, and it was just terrific.
And that's a total challenge. And I've heard that place is awesome. I've never been there. But to be able to do vegetarian food and walk out and be like, wow, this is great, you know, that's even challenging in its own right, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I've heard it's fantastic.
Yeah, and our 14-year-old son dug it. So,
yeah,
that's another challenge.
They're doing something
that's
right.
That's a hard palate to win over.
For sure.
What's the market like right now? Because we've come through the recession. There have been a lot of failures. Are you sensing, anecdotally, some upswing?
I am. I really am. You know what? Are all of our concepts are a little – they're not super, super high-end where it's, you know, it's going to break the bank coming in. So they're like kind of a step below in casuality. They're still refined and they're still – you know, the price point's a little bit lower. But at the same time, they're still you know, high-end. So for us, people are turning to that and they're into that now. So in our niche, it's working out. But I think there's definitely an upswing. You know, people are out. They're excited and everybody wants to eat and drink. Good economy, bad economy, you know, they're going to do it.
Of the four joints, which is your favorite?
You know, that's like saying which kid is your favorite.
I knew you'd say that. But each, I'm sure, has a story.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we're Bull and Bear, which is our first, you know, restaurant with actual food after Stone Lotus. That was, you know, that's got a very warm spot in my heart. Honestly, I'm very connected to that. You know, we developed the menu from scratch, and right now we're kind of revamping a lot
Where
of stuff
that
there. That's on Hubbard and Wells, 431 North Wells. Mm-hmm. But so we're revamping the menu now. We're adding some, you know, newer burgers and some newer stuff on there. And, you know, I'm always into that.
And dynamic. You've got a staff. You've got, what, 8-9 people. That's their full-time job, not to just be running the restaurants,
yeah,
but to run the group.
Well, yeah, we've got a corporate infrastructure of about 8 or 9 people. And we've got, I mean, about 400 employees total. So, you know, it's a big group.
When you graduated from college, what did you think you were going to do?
I thought I was going to be a lawyer. I was studying for the LSAT and I was cramming and I was, you know, really excited. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it 1 year. I'm going to move to Chicago and I'm going to see what happens. I moved here without a job. I literally just hit the streets with my resume and I got my first managing job at Sushi Samba, which is on Wells Street
now,
as well.
Now, why would somebody hire you?
Good question. I remember my first conversation with my first boss. He is wonderful guy. He was a mentor to me and he's like, you know what? You're green. You don't know anything. You know, you basically
you
are
molded.
Completely wet behind the ears. But you know what? You seem like you've got something where you want to learn.
Isn't
and
that interesting? Because it's enthusiasm. I was talking at Moraine Valley Community College about the importance of selling yourself by being enthusiastic, passion.
Yeah.
Showing that spark.
It's huge. Yeah. I mean, it is. And that's what I look for in employees, too. When I interview people, like, listen, if you know, we can teach you about wine. We can teach you about food. But you can't teach somebody to be, you know, enthusiastic and excited. excited and passionate.
Yeah, you go to all those stores and they say the right things. Thank you for shopping X Mart. But, you know, there's no feeling behind it.
Exactly.
You
know, nobody wants to go to X Mart.
All right. Dynamix is the name of the group. David Rechtson is the one of the two founders. Congratulations. Enjoy the conversation.
Thank you very much.
I gotta
Thanks for having me.
I got to stop in and say hi sometime.
Definitely do. Thank you very much.